A pretrial hearing came yesterday for Marine Sergeant Lawrence Hutchins. He was the leader of a squad that allegedly seized and killed an Iraqi civilian at random last April. Now he faces criminal proceedings at Camp Pendleton, California. A Navy corpsman who was part of that squad identified Hutchins as the originator of the murder plot. Hutchins' attorneys and the Marine's relatives say the witness got a lesser sentence by telling prosecutors what they wanted to hear. Here's NPR's John McChesney.
Sergeant Hutchins appeared in court dressed in his camouflage uniform and crisply identified himself to the judge. But no witnesses appeared in the hearing, Hutchins made no statement, and no new evidence was introduced by the government. Essentially what happened is that both sides handed the investigative officer piles of paper, transcripts of testimony and investigative reports, and the hearing was over. But a week and a half ago, the courtroom scene was intense as a soft-spoken Navy medic, Melson Bacos, gave his detailed account of the events that took place in April in the village of Hamdaniya. He described how Hashim Ibrahim Awad was dragged from his home, bound, put in a roadside hole, and shot. He said that Hutchins fired three shots into Awad's head after he was dead. And he described how the squad devised a careful plan to make it look as if the man was an insurgent planting a bomb. Outside the courtroom yesterday, Deanna Pennington, mother of defendant Lance Corporal Robert Pennington, said Bacos' testimony is only one side of the story.
We've not been able to rebut any of this evidence, any of the information that he put out there. One of the things as parents that we experience is watching America judge our son from their armchairs, from their nightly newscasts.
Hutchins' lawyer, Rich Brannon, said the fact that one of the defendants turned on the others is no surprise.
During 29 years of practicing law and handling of quite a few co-defendant cases, I don't think I've ever had one where somebody didn't claim that the others were guilty and they were innocent.
Actually, Corpsman Melson Bacos didn't claim innocence, but he was facing the possibility of life in prison without parole. So far, the seven Marines accused in the case have maintained solidarity about their innocence. There have been rumors of other deals in the making, one of which involved attorney Victor Kelly's client, Lance Corporal Trent Thomas.
That is simply not true. It's my professional obligation to have those conversations with my client, but I can tell you very candidly that Corporal Thomas has told me from the outset that he is not going to testify against his brothers.
Corporal Robert Pennington's mother, Deanna, said nothing has shaken her faith in her son, but she can see that his combat experience, his confinement in the brig since May, and the charges against him have taken a toll.
My son went and faced the enemy three times. This was his third deployment. He was in Fallujah in 2004. He lost two of his best friends. He has had to deal with so many things that none of us can even imagine seeing. He kind of protects me. He keeps me from knowing all of the truth. But I can see in his eyes behind, and I just want to bring him home and help him heal.
There will be no more preliminary hearings in this case, and unless another defendant makes a plea bargain, it's expected that all seven Marines will face court-martials early next year. John McChesney, NPR News, Oceanside, California.